Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
This episode of the Sheridan Tapes was brought to you by our supporters on Patreon. Shirley Casperson, Virginia Spots, Jesse Steele, Sam Taylor, Mike and Don Van Winkle, Neil Covert, Aries Jimenez, Holly Harmon, Accursed, and Ollie Vasilevska. If you'd like to support the show as well, then please go to patreon.com/homesteadcorner. For as little as $1 a month, you get early access to all new episodes, a special patron-only podcast, and exclusive behind-the-scenes content.
Okay, let me see. Now, where did I put that? Anna, I did think you were coming in today.
I'm not. Listen, Anthony, I need to ask you a favor.
Whoa. Slow it down, all right? You feeling okay? You look a little...
Please, Anthony, just listen, okay?
Could you at least sit down? You know standing and talking makes me nervous.
Fine. Anthony...
And I'm going to get you a glass of water, okay? You need to take care of yourself.
Anthony, any other day I'd really appreciate it. But right now, just stop and...
Anna, I know how you get when you've got a fire under you, so I'm not giving you a choice. Drink this, take a deep breath, and then start over, okay? Better?
Okay, fine. Yes, better.
Glad to hear it. So... tell me what's on your mind.
I'm not sure how much I can tell you. I don't know how much of it you'd understand.
Anna, remind me how long I've been your agent. I don't think there's much you can tell me I won't understand.
I need to go away for a while. Quite a long while, actually.
What, like another writing trip? Well, I can't imagine Poultice would have any trouble with that so long as you don't burn anyone's house this time.
No, Anthony, no. Not like that. I need to go away. I need to disappear.
Well, we all need to do that now and then. Get away from it all.
No! Anthony, listen to what I'm saying right now. I'm going away. I'm not looking for inspiration. I'm not writing another book. I'm not going on vacation or taking a break. I'm disappearing.
For how long?
I don't know.
Whoa, Anna, are you all right?
Goodbye, Anthony.
Bye? You just got here. Anna? Anna? Yes, this is Anthony Perdue on level 4. Anna Sheridan just left my office. Could you send someone to the front lobby to...
Sir?
Just make sure she makes it out of the building safely, all right?
Yes, of course, sir. Anything else?
No. Thank you. Please, Anna, don't do anything stupid.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
And even though we all thought it was impossible, this son of a bitch right here not only managed to figure out what happened to Anna Sheridan, but went one step further and brought her back from the dead to top it all off. Oh, and I know he hates being bragged on, but damn, Sam, that is one hell of a first case. Now, keep it down. Keep it down, you animal. Now, I'll be the first to admit, I didn't think much of Sam when he first showed up. I mean, look at the guy. Small town cop without an ounce of small town charm. Exclusively wears the world's most boring ties. And Sam, I'm just being honest here, but you have the charisma and the emotional range of a piece of wet cardboard. I mean, seriously, you sound like Bill. But still, even with all that against him, you're a damn good cop, Sam, and I am proud to serve alongside you. Detective Sam Bailey, everyone. Now, everyone go have some fun, all right? This is a party, isn't it?
Excuse me, coffee, black.
Seriously? Coffee? I think you missed the part where I said this was a party.
And I think you must have missed the... Thank you. And I think you missed the part where I said I didn't want a party.
Well, you definitely earned one, and I wasn't about to let you skip out on us this time.
I didn't earn it.
Oh, come on. This again? Sam, you found Anna, even when she didn't want to be found. I mean, I still have no idea how you did it, but...
It was luck. Just stupid, dumb luck. I could have missed it just as easily.
But you didn't. That's the point. Look, I don't see what the big deal is. You found her. She's alive. Case closed.
I don't know if it is.
What do you mean?
There are still too many questions. Too many unknowns.
What unknowns? She wanted to disappear for a while. It's not the first time someone's done that. Not even the first time a writer's done it. And if she was trying to break her pot habit, then...
Yeah, I know. It all fits, right? That was a nice, simple explanation. None of the stuff on the tapes was real. She was just high the whole time. Everything just makes sense in the end, and they all lived happily ever after, forever and ever. Amen.
Okay. What's gotten into you, Sam? I mean, 2 weeks ago, you were fighting with the chief over being assigned her case. Now what? You think it was all true? Ghosts and monsters and then whatever else was on her tapes?
I don't know what to think. Jeez, is it getting warmer in here or is it just me?
Is that your recorder?
What? Oh, Anna's old one, actually, but... yeah, it's the one I'm using.
Why are you recording right now? Are you expecting some big developments in the case?
No, it's just kind of becoming a habit, I guess. Plus, I've had a hard time keeping track of things this week. Recording helps, I think.
Have you been sleeping any better lately?
No. Worse, actually.
Why?
I've been having bad dreams again. Nightmares. Pretty much every time I try to go to sleep.
What do you mean, again?
I don't know. I think... I mean, I can't remember anything when I wake up, but I think that maybe they're the same ones I used to have as a kid. At least some of them are.
Is that all it is? Nightmares? Dude, just take some Ambien.
It's not just nightmares, Bill. It's memories.
What memories?
Anna's last tape. It was... She was in Agate Shore just after I left. Right before the dam broke.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. She told the whole sad story all over again. The day the lake evaporated, the day they found Pat drowned, and then every death after that. You have any idea what it's like to hear someone tell you all the ways you've ever been hurt? Someone who has no idea you'll be listening, but tells your story anyway? You know what that does to you when you spent months trying to forget it and move on?
No.
No. Of course you don't. So stop trying to tell me to eat, drink, and be merry, because it isn't going to work.
Hey, Mark! Virgin Mai Tai for the man of the hour, would ya?
What are you...
I know you don't drink, but by God, I need to get you something more fun than a cup of black coffee.
Bill, I just said...
And I'm saying, hell... No! Am I going to let you stew in your self-pity any longer? We've all lost shit, Sam. You don't see any of us acting like the world's come to an end. We eat. We drink. We make merry. And we forget. That's what moving on means. Here we go. A cure for what ails you.
I really am fine with just the coffee.
Sam, I don't want to. But I will drag you kicking and screaming towards enjoying yourself if I have to. Drink. It's good, right?
It's a bit sweet.
It's kind of the point. Whereas, I think the point of black coffee is to punish ourselves for some unspeakable sin in humanity's past.
I like black coffee.
Oh, suit yourself. The world must need masochists for a reason. So these, dreams of yours, you want to talk about them?
Not really, no.
Well, suit yourself. It's probably not the right time for it anyway. But hey, I told you I'd get you to karaoke one of these days, didn't I?
I don't see anyone singing.
Oh, well that's because it's your party. Be a bit of a faux pas not to let the man of the hour go first.
Oh, God, they're not expecting me to... are they?
Afraid so.
Shit. I need to get going.
Oh, no, you don't. Either you sit down and drink, or you stand up and sing.
I can't sing.
Well, shit, neither can I. No one's asking you to join the choir. Just belt something out that sounds vaguely like a song. I mean, think of it like singing in the shower, just in front of a bunch of people.
I really didn't need that image in my head, Bill.
Okay, fine. But you get what I'm saying, right?
Not really.
It doesn't have to be good. You just need to have fun with it.
Fun?
Yeah. You know, that feeling that you crush down inside every time you go to work. Just let it out for a change.
What do you think I should sing?
I don't care. Just pick a song you know and go for it.
I don't think most of the songs I know are on there.
Oh, sure they are. What do you listen to on the road?
NPR?
Seriously?
What?
Only you, Sam. Only you. Okay, what about songs from your childhood? I can't believe everyone in your family was as boring as you.
I don't know. I really can't remember much. Well, there is one song. My parents used to sing it with their friends when they had them over for drinks. I mean, it's been a while, but...
Well, there you go. Sing that.
Do you think they'll have it?
Go check the machine and see. Go ahead. I'll keep your drink warm for you. Hey, Mark, give me a refresh and don't spare the rum.
Yes, Sam!
Of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company, and all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night and joy be to you all. Oh, all the comrades there I have, they're sorry for my going away, and all the sweethearts there I have, they'd wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I gently rise and I'll softly call, good night and joy be with you all. A man may drink and not be drunk, a man may fight and not be slain, a man may court a pretty girl and perhaps be welcomed back again. But since it has so ought to be, by a time to rise and a time to sleep, welcome fills me, the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Good night and joy be with you all.
Oh, God, only he could make karaoke depressing. Are you all right, Sam?
Never make me do that again.
Trust me, I won't. Cheers.
Wait, that's my... Bill, what's wrong?
My throat, it's burning.
Quick, get him some water now. He's... Jesus, where's the fire extinguisher? Everyone out now! Quick, someone help me with Bill before he...
What the... Where? Why?
Oh, easy. Try to keep still. The EMT said you might still have some trouble breathing.
Trouble?
Yeah, whatever was in that drink. It looks like it damaged your lungs pretty badly.
Oh, I'm going to kill Mark for that.
They've already taken him in for questioning. Though by the look of him, he's just as confused about the whole thing as everyone else.
What happened? I think I passed out.
Well, when you knocked the Mai Tai over, it ignited. Went up like napalm the moment it touched the bar.
Sure. And someone replaced the fire extinguishers with gummy bears too, I bet.
No, I'm serious. I've never seen a reactive agent go up like that. I don't know what got into your drink. Well, I guess you'll need to find a new karaoke spot from now on.
Did everyone make it out okay?
Yeah. A few pretty serious burns, but everyone's okay. Shaken, but okay.
Well, that's the last time I go out drinking with you, that's for sure.
Trust me, the feeling's mutual. I think Robert wanted to talk with you if you're up to it.
Yeah. Yes. Send him over. He probably wants to know what I was doing drinking a Mai Tai in the first place. Thanks, Sam.
First to wit, now this. A fire that starts out of nowhere and can't be stopped. Sound familiar? The things Anna talked about on her tapes. Monsters, ghosts, forces from somewhere else. I mean, 2 weeks ago I would have dismissed them outright the moment someone suggested them, but now... Now they seem to be seeping into real life, even when I'm not listening to the tapes. When I found Anna, I thought someone might have been keeping her there in the halfway house against her will, but she shut that train of thought down pretty quickly. She'd tried to get sober once or twice before, and apparently the halfway house was doing better than any other place she'd ever tried. Because of that, she asked to be left alone. For us to keep it a secret. So, we agreed. The law around a person's right to disappear is a little fuzzy, but there's no law against it, and we still haven't officially declared her dead. Nothing says we have to announce her survival to the world before she's ready. But, of course, that wasn't enough to stop Bill from celebrating. Or to keep me from having doubts. I wanted to ask her about the tapes, but something tells me she'd just say the same thing I always thought. that they were the product of a drug-addled mind and an overactive imagination, and nothing more. 2 weeks ago, I would have accepted that explanation without question, but now I... Hello? Is someone there? It's all right. Come out where I can see you. But hey, stop! Oslo County PD, freeze or I will open fire. Hands on your head. Turn around. Slowly. Miss Soul?
I wish it wasn't.
What are you doing here?
What do you think I'm doing here?
I really don't know.
Well, maybe if you put away that gun, I can tell you.
I don't suppose you had anything to do with that, did you?
What? Do I look like an arsonist? Don't answer that. No, I didn't have anything to do with the fire.
Then what are you doing here?
Same thing you are, Detective. Trying to find some answers.
About what?
About Anna. What else would I be looking for?
Miss Soul, there have been some developments in the case I think you should be made aware of.
What? You mean finding her in the halfway house?
How did you know about that?
Oh, please. You called it in on an unencrypted police radio. I was listening in from my phone on the way to Oslo.
Well, if you know we found her, then why are you...
I know you found something in that house. Something that looked and sounded an awful lot like Anna.
What are you trying to say?
I know you've been listening to Anna's tapes, Detective. I don't know how much you've heard, but... Anna and I found a lot of strange things over the years, okay? And a lot of them looked human, but definitely weren't.
So you think that... Are you saying you think the person I found isn't really Anna?
I'm saying I know that it isn't.
The Sheridan Tapes, Episode 16, The Shadows of a Moment. Starring Erin Neely Chaconis as Anna Sheridan, Matthew Chaconis as Anthony Perdue, Jesse Steele as Bill Tyler, Amitola Lomas as Maria Soul, and Trevor Van Winkle as Sam Bailey. With original music by Jesse Hagen. Written and produced by Trevor Van Winkle and made possible by our supporters at patreon.com/homesteadcorner. Visit thesheridantapes.com to view additional content, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and connect with us on Twitter and Instagram at Trevor_VW. New episodes are released every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on all podcasting platforms. I'm Trevor Van Winkle, this is Homestead on the Corner, and you're listening to...
The Sheridan Tapes.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.